Hello friends, this session is going to deal with chapter 6, which has time zones in it. Now let's see what all things are we going to include. Now we are going to deal with introduction, that is what are the time zones, why we are studying it, Greenwich Mean Line. We are going to study Greenwich Mean Time, that's GMT. Then the universal time known as UT or UTC, UT1. Then we are going to deal with the time zones of the world, international dateline or as IDL. Daylight saving time, the concept of daylight saving time, that's DSTs. Calculating time, how are we going to calculate time across the globe with respect to different countries and different time zones, and the Indian standard time that we have. Now let's deal with this one by one. Now before clocks were invented and time read, people watched the sun to determine day and night. Primitive man planned his activities according to the different positions of the sun. Now we all know how sun and our work and life are related to each other. We have the sunlight and that's how we start our day or the morning. So there are morning activities, then there are the noon activities, evening activities. So likewise, we have our work or our activities related to the sun, and this is not only in the primitive ages. Even today, we have the primitive people who were going to deal with the sun positions. So we had the sundials, wherein they studied the shadow of the sun with respect to those astronomical big structures, and that is how they kept time. So it was the time which was read with respect to the position of the sun. Now, when we talk about planet Earth in general, and when we talk about the places on planet Earth and the sun, each place is differently located. So if we are talking about location A, which is on a different location on the Earth, and point B on the Earth, and they both are located on quite a few distance, the sun or the sun rays which are hitting at point A and the sun rays which are hitting at point B will be two different things. So what is going to happen is, if I am going to read my time or keep my time with respect to the sun, there is not uniformity. Again, with respect to the latitude and the axial tilt that we earlier have seen, it's going to create lots of confusion. So in order to because of this, in the present era, wherein there is globalization, we have international trade and commerce, we need nothing as ambiguous, that is nothing as sun keeping, but we need a standard system. So because everyone wants to measure their day with respect to sun being at the highest point at midday, so we used to have certain sentences wherein we used to say that the sun is overhead. So if the sun is exactly at the top, that's when the noon happens. So at the sunrise, we have red timings, or we have the morning that is starting and sunset the evening. So with respect to this, scientists came up with the idea of dividing the Earth in different time zones. So this was this happened where in everybody understood the importance of having a standard time. That is, how are we going to compare the time? So if a person at A is saying it's noon at his place or his location, we are talking about place B, wherein the person has already passed the noon time. So there can be lots of confusion if both place A and place B are going to deal with together. So this was the idea which was happening, wherein they came up with an idea of making different time zones with respect to sun in it. So the time is same everywhere within one time zone, but is different at two all the other time zones. So when we are talking about time zones, what happened is, the scientists started developing the standard treatment or the standards of keeping time. So what they did was, they divided the entire world into time zones, and this time zones were related to the longitudes of the Earth. More importantly, there were certain laws which were made, that is the countries which are falling in the same longitudinal area will be in the same time zones. So what happens is, all the countries which are located in that particular longitude or that particular time zone will have the same position of sun with them. So the time across all the countries which are located in that particular time zone will be same. So this time zone which we are talking about will differ with respect to the other time zones, because the position of sun will be different at different times. So this was the idea behind introducing the idea of time zones. Now, suppose if I want to divide planet Earth into equal halves or equal time zones, so if we consider it as a sphere, all right, and we know that the sphere is 360 degrees. So if we are considering say an apple or a watermelon, and I want to cut them into different into equal halves, all right, and we know that it is 360 degrees. Now, ideally or luckily for us, one rotation of Earth takes approximately 24 hours. So if I want my day to be 24 hours, and if with respect to that I want to make time zones and I want to divide them on a 24 hour basis, what I can do ideally is take the Earth divide it into 24 time zones. Alright, now since it is 360 degrees, what I do is 360 divided by 24, so that's 15. Okay, so ideally every time zone will be of 15 degrees each. So scientists have divided this 24, that means that there are 15 degrees of latitude in every time zone. Okay, that is the longitude. Now when you move from one time zone to the next one, you change your watch by 1 hour. Now clearly if we are talking about roughly the rotation speed or how much time does it take for Earth to travel, this is with respect to 360 degrees, that is a full turn that an Earth takes, it takes 24 hours. So in 1 hour it will be moving 15 degrees, so 15 degree per hour. So clearly when the time zone is there and I am jumping one time zone, I am moving from one time zone to the other, I am passing 15 degrees and I am passing 1 hour. So that is how we came up with the idea. So if you are traveling in an easterly direction, you move your watch 1 hour forward. Now this is with respect to the rotation of Earth. So Earth is rotating from west to east. This is the direction of the Earth rotation. And so everything which will be ahead of me will be having a ahead time. So that is what I am doing. I will be moving a watch 1 hour forward if I am changing my time zone. And if you move in the westerly direction, that is behind, it will be backwards. So this is how the time is kept with respect to time zones. Now, the Greenwich mean line. Now when we are talking about the sphere, all right, and we are talking about this time zones, we need to have a starting point and we need to have an ending point. So what happens is there has to be a reference line by which I will understand whether I am ahead of it or behind it. All right, so with respect to that, the longitude which was chosen for being this reference points is the longitude passing through Greenwich, England, which is known as the Greenwich Meridian line. It is also known as the Prime Meridian. All right, Greenwich is a village which is situated in England, and it is considered to be the longitude 0 degree and is the center of the world time. So what is happening is this particular line is considered to be the reference point. It is considered to be zero. So every other time zone ahead of GMT will be ahead. That is on this side will be ahead of GMT time. And everything which is behind this line will be behind in time. Now the time zones are determined by how many degrees east or west of the prime meridian. One is up to 180 degrees. Now why 180? We have 24 time zones. So if we are considering the Greenwich mean line or the prime meridian to be the center, we can clearly say that 12 time zones are on one side and 12 time zones on other. And what we are talking about is in degrees. So 360, half of 360 will be 180. So I have 180 degrees and I have 180 degrees on the other side. So I have 12 time zones and I have 12 time zones, and in between I have the Greenwich line, which is one on the opposite side of the planet and the location of the international date line. Now since we are talking about a sphere, and if I consider my GMT or the line on one side, that's the Greenwich position, I have this particular sphere which is ahead, considered to be ahead of GMT. So this are my 12 hours and this are my 12 hours. On exactly opposite, I will be having my IDL, that's international date line. Okay, if GMT is considered to be the starting point, this is where my end happens. So this is where the end point is considered. This is where a crossing of IDL changes the date. We will deal with it in detail later. So that's exactly opposite, almost opposite, not exactly, almost opposite to the GMT line. Now we have the prime meridian, which was defined by the position of Large Transit Circle Telescope in Observatory's meridian building in 1884. Now, 1884 was the year when this concept was brought forward. There were countries which came together, had a conference, and the GMT or this line was considered to be the reference point. Why this line? Because of the telescope being here. The Greenwich Meridian separates east from the west. So ideally it is considered that everything ahead of GMT will be in the eastern hemisphere, that is roughly it is eastern hemisphere, and everything behind GMT, that is the US part, will be considered to be the western hemisphere. So this is the same way that the equator will be separating the earth in north and south. So its position is marked in hundreds of other places too. Now ideally when we say the GMT is passing through the Greenwich village, Greenwich is the place where such conference or which is the place of this telescope observatory that we had. But that does not mean only Greenwich is situated in this time zone or through the line. The line actually passes through many other places. It passes through England, France, Spain, Algeria, Mali, Burkina Faso, Togo, Ghana and Antarctica. So this is the places where the line passes through, and this line is one of the important lines when we are talking about the time zones, time keeping and calculating the time. Next what we have is the Greenwich Mean Time. Now what we were considering was the line, which is the main line. Now the time zone is the zone which has Greenwich Mean Line exactly in the mid of it. So GMT is a time zone at the longitude 0 and degree 0 minutes, the prime meridian at Greenwich in the United Kingdom, has served as a reference line since the last 19th century. So GMT was adopted as the world's time standard at Washington Meridian Conference in 1884, also established the 24-hour time zone system. So since we said that this is the main line from where we are going to count the time zones, or where we are going to count the time zone system, so the GMT is known as the Greenwich Mean Time. This is the time which is there in this time zone. The time zone is known as the Greenwich Mean Time zone here, and with Greenwich Mean Line being in the middle of it. Let us see the concept that we are talking about in more detail on the board. Now let us see what we said was about the Earth. So if we consider this as being our Earth, this is the equator which is passing, all right, and this we consider roughly the north and the south pole. Now we know that the sphere is made of 360 degrees. Now if we are talking about one rotation, we know that one rotation will be combined with respect to one day. So when the earth rotates, that's one day that we talked about, and approximately it is 24 hours that we are talking about the time. Alright, so ideally when I am going to turn and have one rotation, so one turn is with respect to 360 degrees, so that is taking 24 hours. So if I want to know what is the distance for 1 hour, that is what is the distance for 1 hour, I can say that 360 divided by 24, that is giving me 15 degrees. Alright, so what I am ideally doing here is, if I am talking about my sun rays hitting at this point, okay, and then after 1 hour, the earth which has been moved, because the rotation of the earth is in this direction from west to east, all right, the point which is here will be moving to here. That is the distance being 15 degree, and it will take exactly 1 hour to do it. All right, so this is how the distance is there for 1 hour. So what we have done in order to make sure that we have equal parts of the earth, we have taken 24 hours and corresponded it to 1 1 hour each, so that's 24 zones. Now let us see these zones on this side. Right, when we are talking about GM line, that is the Greenwich Mean Line, let us consider this as being our Greenwich Mean Line, this being the position as Greenwich. Alright, So the line that we are talking about, GML or the Greenwich mean line, is considered to be the reference points, and that it will be at 0 degrees. Alright, so it will be at 0 degrees. So what we are talking about when we talk about equator, we take it as zero degree. So these are the time zones that we are talking about on a factor of 15. So 15 degrees each. All right, leading till 180 degrees, because we have 360 degrees of sphere here. So 360, if I want to divide it in half, it will be 180 and 180 on this side. So this is 12 time zones, and this will be the 12 time zones with GM line being in the middle. All right, now if I can denote the hours with respect to numericals 1, so I am talking about this time zone line as a line which is 15 degrees ahead of GMT. Okay, GM line. Now when I check the GMT, now what we did here was these are the time zones which are ahead of GM line. Now when we talk about GM line, it's a line, all right, and when we talk about zones, we are talking about this zone, all right, this zone of 15 degrees and GM line, that is Greenwich mean line, being in the middle of it. All right, so this zone will be 7.5 east and this will be 7.5 west. All right, so this entire zone will be termed as GMT, will be termed as GMT, that's Greenwich mean time zone, with Greenwich mean line being in the middle. So this is the time zone that is the reference time zone. Now the next time zone will be adjacent to it. This is known as the first time zone, with this line at 15 degree being the mid of it. So all the countries which will be located across this time zone will have GMT time zone. All the countries which will be located across the next time zone will form under plus 1. So they will be having a time zone which is denoted by plus 1. What do we mean by plus 1 is it will be 1 hour ahead of the time at GMT. So if I'm talking about time at GMT to be noon, that's 12 p.m. or 1200 hours, this will be 1 p.m. or 1300 hours. So similarly, if I check the time zone at say 75, okay, 75 degree east, and that's 5, so it will be plus 5. So I'm talking about 5 hours ahead of GMT or the time zone. So if I have noon at time zone, that is GMT, so plus 5 will be 5 hours ahead of 12 p.m. So when I'm moving towards this side, alright, this is the rotation of the earth, I have to add the hours to the GM zone. Alright, so this, all these countries will be ahead of GMT or the time zone. And how many ahead? So this will be what I can say with respect to 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. So that's how I can calculate the time. So if I want to know the time here, it will be 12 hours, that's the time at GMT, plus 5. So that's 1700 hours time at any of the countries which will be in that time zone. Now let us check what happens on the other side. Let us check what happens on the other side. We have all these countries which are behind. So when I'm moving behind, all right, these countries will be behind the time shown in the time zone. So if I'm talking about this zone which is immediately adjacent to GMT, if this is the noon, that is the 12 p.m. here, it will be minus 1, that is, which is denoted by minus 1, that's minus 1 1 hour. So I'm talking about 11 p.m. that's the time and this time zone. Similarly, this will be with respect to all the time zones which are given here. So that's minus 5, minus 6, minus 7. So here, if my time zone has minus 5, it means it is 5 hours behind GMT, that's time zone. So this will be 12 hours minus 5. All right, So that will be 7. That's AM. Alright, so in the morning. So likewise, when we are talking about moving over on this side, towards east side, what is happening is we are adding time. Alright, we are adding time, and if whichever number of time zones that I am jumping, that's the amount of clock hour that I am going to advance. So I go till here, that's plus 9, plus 10, plus 11, plus 12. Now this is where I need to stop, because I cannot keep on going adding the hours. So here what we have is an IDL. This is the international date line position, which passes through here. The position is at Pacific Ocean, near the Pacific Ocean. So that's IDL, that's international date line. It is same with respect to the other side, since the sphere is round and it is the same. So IDL will be considered to be the midpoint of the 12th time zone that we have. This being the west side, and this being the east side, which is continued over there. So that is the position of IDL, which forms to be exactly opposite on with respect to GMT. So when I am traveling on this side, I have to add the hours, and while I am traveling on this side, I have to subtract, that is go back in time. So that is the concept about the time zones and the other time zones with respect to GMT. Now let us see the other concept that we have is universal time. Now we know what the GMTs are, or the GMT time zones are. Now GMT was at first calculated by the 24-hour clock starting at noon. No, so when this timekeeping system started, what we did was it was supposed to be calculated as per noon time on GMT. So when the sun will be exactly overhead of GM line, that's how the day started. All right, or that's how the 24-hour system started, or the clock. Now, since 1925, the day of GMT starts at midnight. All right, so this was the year wherein the calculations were done with respect to midnight at GMT. So GMT was later renamed to Universal Time, or UT, which was later known as UT0. All right, so GMT was renamed because it was corrected in certain ways to match up. Later UT0 was corrected to UT1. Now this is an important thing over here that we have. So UT1 to account for the irregular movements of the terrestrial poles. Now what we have is when we are talking about timekeeping, we are ideally talking about the rotation of the earth and the position of the sun. So any changes in the speed of rotation, or any irregularities with respect to rotation of earth, are going to affect the real time. So when we are talking about irregular movements of the terrestrial pole, this is some certain jitters which happen when the earth is rotating. Now we know that the earth has on its surface different the continents and the water bodies. Similarly, what earth has inside its sphere are certain fluids. All right, so what happens is there were certain jitters in the rotation of the earth because of the presence of this fluids. So with respect to this, there was a difference of about plus minus 3 milliseconds per day. So what happens is when we are talking about UT0, we are talking about position of the sun with respect to rotation, and then when we are talking about UT1, it is a corrected time. Okay, it is a corrected time in order to account for the difference of 3 milliseconds per day that happens because of the jitters that happen in the rotation speed. So it are the irregularities of the rotation of earth and the difference of the time. So UT1 will be a more approximate time, or more real time, rather than the GMT. Now UT1 is the time determined by the earth's rotation. The only clock which is keeping UT1 precisely is the earth itself. One has no control over it. So GMT is a concept that is developed by us to make sure that we have certain standards with respect to time. UT1 are certain things when we are talking about the rotation of earth. So we are not keeping it. Alright, so it is the real time that we have. Later there was something as UT2 which was determined, which was adopted to correct certain seasonal variations for better time accuracy. So as time passed, we noticed that there was more accuracy which was needed, and with respect to seasonal periodic seasonal variations. Now UT2 does not have any importance for today. It is more of an historical thing. That is, it was introduced, but it is not followed by. So UT2 was especially done for the tropical regions part, wherein as we see how the seasonal variations happen, or the seasons happen because of the tilt of the earth. So those are the regions which were affected more. So UT2 is not more important in the present times. It is UT1 which we deal with. Now when we are talking about UTC, coordinated universal time, UTC is a human invention. Now with the concept of GMT, with the concept of UT0, later on UT1 and UT2, there was whole lot of confusion. So what happened is, we came up with a new concept which was UTC, that's coordinated universal time. Alright, now it was something to deal with, we will be fixing every country with one UTC. Alright, so that will be an offset of UTC. So the time at a country will be compared with a universally coordinated time. Now UTC is based on International Atomic Time, that's TAI. Now what do you mean by International Atomic Time? It is kept by atomic clocks. Now these are the atomic clocks which work on the basis of physics and on the basis of space. So they have GPS signals which they receive, and they are based on the Earth's geoid. So what happens is, International Atomic Time is the actual real time as observed on the terrestrial, as observed on the space. So a time standard calculated using a weighted average of signals from atomic clocks located in nearly 70 national labs across the world. So we have many atomic clocks. These clocks are continuously trying to maintain or trying to study the position of the earth with respect to sun, and that is how we know for real this is how the sun and the earth locations are changing. So UTC is more accurate, and it is based on International Atomic Time. UTC is the primary standard by which the world regulates its clocks and times. For most common purposes, UTC is synonymous to GMT, but GMT is no longer precisely defined by the scientific community. Now GMT is a concept which is the basic of understanding how the time zones work. But however, when we are talking about the actual calculations or for real time, it is more important that we take care that we are using the reference as UTC here. So UTC is not same as GMT. Today time zones around the world are expressed as positive or negative offsets from UTC. So if we have the list of UTC which is given, every country will be told to be either 1 hour ahead. So that is how it will be said. So positive 1 UTC. So what it means is, it is a positive offset from UTC. The length of the average day is a small fraction of a second more than 24 hours. So UTC and UT1 have a difference. Now when we are talking about UT1 and UTC, what happens is, to make more accuracy, all right, this is what has happened. We have coordinated UTC and UT1. So UT1 is derived from the atomic time, so that's more real. UTC is something that we are making for our own thing. But however, we need to maintain the difference. We cannot keep on changing the difference in between. So what happens here is, UTC is occasionally adjusted by adding a leap second. Like we have a leap year, wherein one day is added in the month. So here we are adding leap second in order to keep it within 1 second of UT1, which is defined as by the earth's rotation. So when the earth is actually rotating, there can be certain differences that we have. So it is UT1, and UTC needs to be almost same to UT1. All right. So if we have certain seconds of differences in the long run, in the long period of time, what might happen is UTC will be lagging behind or ahead of UT1. That will be our real time because it is calculated by the atomic clocks. So in 40 years up to and including 2011, that was the last time when leap second was added, a total of 25 leap seconds. So that is how much difference has been acquired between UT1 and UTC. The most recent was added on 30 June 2012. So that's one leap second that has been added. The difference between UTC and UT1 is not allowed to exceed 0.9 seconds. So it is well maintained within 1 second of time. UTC does not change with a change of seasons, but local time or civil time may change if a time zone jurisdiction observes daylight saving time. Now, daylight saving time is yet another concept which is observed by certain countries in the world to save daylight. So that is DST times. So ideally, UTC is not going to change except for this regional changes that are by law done by those countries. And again, the table also shows the DSTs whenever applicable. That is for certain months it is applicable. Now let us see in short what we talked about or what we are talking about, the universal time. Now let's check what we were talking about. We are talking about first concept that we had, that's GMT, which was based on midnight at GMT. This GMT further became UT or UT0, and this was adopted. Later on, we found out that it was not more accurate because of the polar motion, the jittering or the rotation speed of the Earth which was changing. So that's how we came with the concept of UT1. Okay, now further ahead, UT1 was then changed for UT2, which was also a concept based on accuracy and other seasonal periodic seasonal variations that happen. So ideally, UT2 is not used much. Today what we have is the UTC concept, which is based on the TAI, that's the atomic clock system that we have. So this UTC, it's similar to UT1, alright, and it is based on the fact of TAI, and the difference, this both differences are maintained, alright, and they are not allowed to exceed 1 second, and this is done by taking leap seconds. Taking leap seconds. So UTC and UT1 is coordinated in such a way that the difference between them is not exceeded to be 1 second. So these are the different concepts of keeping time.